Have you ever noticed how some people seem naturally healthy while others struggle with chronic issues despite endless medical interventions? Dr. Rangan Chatterjee's revolutionary approach explains this paradox. Our lifestyle itself is powerful medicine. After years of treating symptoms rather than causes, he developed a framework that has reversed type 2 diabetes, eliminated depression, and resolved numerous chronic conditions, all without medication. The secret lies in understanding the threshold effect. We all have a personal tipping point where accumulated lifestyle stressors manifest as illness. When the combined burden of poor diet, insufficient sleep, chronic stress, and physical inactivity exceeds our threshold, health problems emerge. What's fascinating is that the manifestation varies widely. One person might develop skin problems, another digestive issues, and yet another depression. This explains why seemingly identical lifestyle factors produce dramatically different symptoms in different people, and why a holistic approach addressing four fundamental pillars creates such profound healing effects. When was the last time you did absolutely nothing? Not scrolling, watching TV, or reading, just being present with yourself? For most of us, the answer is disturbing. Never. Our bodies weren't designed for perpetual stress. The fight-or-flight response evolved for immediate dangers, not constant activation from work deadlines and social media anxiety. This chronic stress triggers cortisol steal, diverting resources from essential functions like digestion, immunity, and brain chemistry. The solution is intentional. Schedule daily me time. For at least 15 minutes, do something solely for enjoyment without digital devices, whether sitting with tea, watching birds, taking a bath, or simply listening to music. The activity matters less than the quality of attention. One high-powered executive initially dismissed this idea until developing high blood pressure. After 3 weeks of daily stillness practice, his blood pressure normalized and he reported feeling more focused and creative. "I actually get more done now," he admitted, "because my mind isn't racing all the time." Inside your body thrives an ecosystem more complex than any rainforest, your microbiome. These trillions of microorganisms influence everything from immune function to mood and metabolism. Modern lifestyles have decimated these beneficial populations, with Westerners having 30-50% less microbiome diversity than hunter-gatherers, likely contributing to our epidemic of chronic diseases. You can rebuild this diversity through diet. Consume 5 a day, not sugary fruit juices, but 5 different colored vegetables daily. Different colored plants contain distinct phytonutrients that nourish different bacterial species. When these bacteria digest plant fiber, they produce compounds that reduce inflammation throughout your body, helping prevent conditions from heart disease to depression. Emma, a 42-year-old with severe IBS, had tried multiple elimination diets without success. Rather than removing more foods, Chatterjee suggested adding more variety, specifically 5 differently colored vegetables daily. Within 2 weeks, her bloating decreased significantly, and within a month, her symptoms improved by 80%. The diversity had restored balance to her gut ecosystem, reducing inflammation and improving digestive function. When you eat may be as important as what you eat. Consuming food within a 12-hour window enables your body to trigger health-promoting processes during fasting. After 6 to 8 hours without food, your liver depletes glycogen and begins burning fat. Around the 12-hour mark, autophagy activates, your body's natural cleaning system that repairs cells and removes damaged components. Our bodies operate on daily cycles affecting all physiological functions. Research shows eating earlier aligns better with these natural rhythms as we evolve to eat during daylight. Identical meals can produce twice the blood glucose response at dinner versus breakfast. Patricia, 52, experienced persistent weight gain despite careful calorie counting. By simply limiting her eating to a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. window, she achieved steady weight loss without changing her diet. Her fasting blood glucose normalized and her energy improved, all from aligning eating with her body's natural rhythms. To implement this approach, select a 12-hour period that fits your lifestyle and maintain consistent timing daily, even on weekends, as irregular eating patterns can disrupt circadian rhythms and metabolic benefits. Our obsession with calories has damaged our health by reducing food and activity to a simplistic equation that ignores human biology's complexity. Despite fitness inspiration efforts, we're getting heavier and sicker. We mistakenly view weight loss as the goal rather than a side effect of living well, and treat exercise as a separate activity instead of integrating movement throughout daily life. Studies show adults spend 70% of their day seated, potentially as harmful as smoking. Walking 10,000 steps reduces risk of Alzheimer's, cancer, heart disease, and diabetes while improving mental well-being. Strength training is equally crucial, especially as we age, reversing muscle loss, improving bone density, and enhancing cognitive function. Robert, a 58-year-old executive with health issues, couldn't find time for traditional workouts. Chatterjee suggested movement snacking, brief activity bursts throughout the day. Robert began doing squats while waiting for coffee, taking hourly walking breaks, and doing counter push-ups while cooking. Within 3 months, his blood pressure normalized, glucose levels improved, and he lost 11 pounds without visiting a gym. We're experiencing a modern sleep deprivation epidemic, getting 1 to 2 hours less sleep nightly than 60 years ago, a 25% reduction with serious health consequences. During sleep, your body undergoes critical recovery processes, including cellular cleaning and clearing proteins linked to Alzheimer's disease. Quality sleep enables better food choices, increases energy for movement, and improves relaxation. Creating a completely dark sleeping environment is crucial for melatonin production. Our circadian rhythms depend on proper light-dark signals, but smartphones and tablets emit blue light that disrupts these patterns. Remove electronics from bedrooms, install blackout blinds, and establish a no-tech 90 ritual, turning off all devices 90 minutes before sleep. Morning light exposure is equally important. Outdoor light, 10,000 lux, far exceeds indoor lighting, 500 lux. And retinal photoreceptors need blue-green wavelengths to regulate our body clock. Spend 20 minutes outdoors each morning without sunglasses to properly set your circadian rhythm and improve sleep quality. The four-pillar plan emphasizes balance across all elements rather than perfection in any single area. Chatterjee values moderate achievement in each pillar over excellence in some while neglecting others, creating sustainable improvements. This framework honors individuality. Some people need to prioritize stress management, while others require greater focus on movement or nutrition. The approach remains flexible while maintaining that all four pillars are essential. Begin wherever feels most manageable. If overwhelmed, start with just one intervention from each pillar, perhaps daily me time, relax, eating 5 colored vegetables, eat, walking more, move, and creating a dark bedroom. Add more practices gradually as these become habits. Small changes compound over time. Adding 500 daily steps equals 182,500 additional steps yearly. Reducing your eating window by 1 hour provides 365 extra fasting hours annually. 5 minutes of daily stillness creates 30 hours of meditation per year. Your body functions as an interconnected system. Nurture all four pillars and watch your health transform through everyday choices.